Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 29, Johannesburg 28, and Mbombela 27. The High Court in Johannesburg has postponed the bail application by corruption accused Michael Lomas to next Friday for further hearing. He and 11 others are facing over 40 counts of corruption linked to 1.4 billion rand, which was meant for the upgrade of Eskom's Kusile power station in Mpumalanga, this now between 2014 and 2017. Despite his reports of poor health, the 77-year-old has previously not exercised his right to apply for bail. He has spoken spokesperson for the Investigating Directorate Against Corruption, Henry Mamotame.
IADEC placed it on record that it will oppose bail, and an affidavit detailing reasons for opposing will be provided to the court at a later stage.
And police have added a fraud charge against the suspect who was arrested today for being in possession of about 10 million photos and videos of child abuse. The 35-year-old suspect was arrested in Midrand and will appear in the Randburg Magistrates Court next week. Here's Cliff Shiko with more information.
The Police Serial and Electronic Crime Investigations Unit found that the suspect was hosting and distributing child abuse material on a global scale for financial gain. The arrest follows information received from international law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, about the suspect's operation in Johannesburg. The suspect was found with several cell phones, computers, and large amounts of cash in local and foreign currency, including drugs. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And moving abroad, Russia and Iran signed a new treaty today underpinning their economic and military cooperation. So both sides describe it as a major milestone in their relations. They agreed to help each other when it comes to countering common security threats. They also agreed that either side, if they were subjected to aggression, would not provide assistance to what would then be called the aggressor. And finally, archaeologists in Pompeii have discovered a luxurious private bathhouse 2,000 years after it was buried under meters of volcanic rock in Italy. So it most probably belonged to a very influential resident and maybe the biggest one in this ancient town.
It had several rooms where you can go to get warm, go to get cold, a large swimming pool, clothing rooms, and so forth. And this wonderful elaborate artworks inside of the spa.
Professor Anton van Vollenhoven from Arca Ethnos Archaeologist says the remains of two people were also found, a man in his 20s and a woman estimated to be between 35 and 50. They tried to hide from the volcanic eruption in the small room that they were found in, but it was in vain.
The woman, in her hand, she clasped onto some jewelry and some coins. It could be an indication that she wanted to take this with her to the afterlife, or that it had some specific important meaning for her.
Van Vollenhoven also said that a third of Pompeii is yet to be uncovered. I'm Marlene Fischer. That's it from the news desk today. Have a good evening.
Let us handle the tunes while you handle the moves. Nice move, man. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.